information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. I have to talk about this segment right now, right here. I'm going to give you a big fat kiss of death, I think, with my ruby red lipstick. And I gotta give that to Dr. Decker Weiss, the kiss of death. Is your lipstick toxic? Boy, no. We have got to talk about this because, here's the thing. If there's one thing, and women are asked this in a lot of different beauty magazines, and I did a couple death side meetings when I was in New York, and I sat in front of Glamour and their readers just want to know how to be more beautiful. They really do. There's not a whole heck of a lot of bandwidth of what they want. And there is one thing that, if I'm asked, what do you not go out of the house with? And it's my lipstick. It's just like, if I can just bring a little color to my lips, I feel like I can run to the grocery store, you know, kind of hat head and everything else, and I'll be fine. But lipstick, as well as every other cosmetic that we use and we put on our skin, we have got to watch out for, because most of the time there are things in that particular beauty product that we do not want absorbing in our skin. Am I saying anything that you're not agreeing with there, Dr. Decker Weiss?
No, and as a male who did have the prolonged makeout phase, Holly, mine started a little bit early, and I'd say about age six, I was starting to make out. There wasn't much. There was very innocent and sweet. Went all through into my high school, probably in college years a little bit. So I feel unfairly biased as well that this is a woman's issue. Let's face it, there's lips on the other side of that.
Oh my
sometimes
gosh.
Women, sometimes men, we're getting exposed here too. Hey, University of California, Berkeley researchers, this is where this is really coming to prominence. In Environmental Health Perspectives, which is a peer-reviewed journal, this isn't, you know, some small study, they tested 32 common lipstick and lip gloss products. When I looked at them, yes, I have snacked on some of these things. Okay, right? It is what it is.
I never thought about that.
It is a issue for everybody. Products that are widely sold in stores today found that are loaded, and the word was loaded. In the research, the word was loaded. That will mean toxic to me. With cadmium, chromium, aluminum, and at least five other heavy metals. The findings revealed that women who use such products, even at modest levels, could be greatly increasing their risk of developing a host of potential health conditions, including gastrointestinal upset, nerve damage, and cancer. My God, we are wearing the pink ribbons, the pink shirts, the pink purses, the pink tape recorders, and we're putting the pink lipstick on our lips.
That's right. We are crawling for the cure. We're walking for the cure. We're running for the cure. And guess what? Prevention is the cure. So if we can reduce exposure as much as possible, we can help prevent these diseases. Because what's going on with those things? First of all, heavy metal toxicity. That does a lot. Those heavy metals that are on our lipstick, in our lipstick, I should say, going on our lips, absorbing into our skin, have an affinity for nutrients. They will bind up selenium. And guess what? Selenium is the number one nutrient needed for good thyroid function.
Yeah, so it's heart too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the other thing too is there are endocrine disruptors involved in these cosmetics. And I want you to, here's a big shout out. This is a true story, and I want to help us understand how we can actually understand what lipstick you have. Is it safe? Is it not? And where you can go to understand this and also get alternatives. When I lived in New York last year, and I taped my show Myth Defying with Dr. Holly on the Vria Living Network, and we did tape two shows a day. I was in hair and makeup twice a day. So and then between takes and such, they were fixing and spraying and reapplying. I am a menopausal woman, okay? So I'm in menopause, 47 years old, right on track. Not early in any sense of the imagination, but guess what? I started my period for the first time in 2 years when I was in New York, and I was like, oh my dear, what's going on? I got to tell you, sure, there was stress. I call it eustress, because I was having a blast. We were doing great work, I thought. But I think that I had so much. Now, I didn't have control over the makeup, and I wasn't that much of a diva where I was like, you need to get all organic. I just didn't think about it, truly. Mm-hmm. Maybe next time that would be an option for me. But I think it truly was because I was soaking up, because these things are fat soluble. They pass through our skin, they accumulate in our body over time, and they actually can disrupt our hormone system. Okay? That's huge. So here's the thing. You can go to EWG. So environmentalworkinggroup.org, and they have something called, besides the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, they have something called the cosmetic database, and you can put in your cosmetic that you are using and understand what's in it and what's not. And if too much is in it that we don't want in your body, you can understand some of the more healthy alternatives that you might have to pay a little extra for, but guess what? It is going to be worth it, because that's one thing that you're doing to actually reduce exposure to all of the toxins that are out there and that we're exposed to in our modern day.
Yeah, my 3-year-old, she's putting on lipstick, right? She's laying around it. And so, it's half on her cheek and stuff. It's just absolutely adorable. But we regulate what it is. I want to throw some brands out there. I would say Michelle
comes up with some good stuff. Oh, lovely.
As well as Hauschka. Dr. Hauschka has some good clean stuff in there. The anthroposophical methods, in fact, they are so clean that it's very hard to even keep up with the technologies that they use to keep it clean. Holly, is there other brands that stand out to you other than Michelle and Hauschka?
Michelle is my go-to. They really, really, really are. Yeah, absolutely. And quite honestly, I have to say this: Whole Foods understands what it is to get a SKU, SKU, that just means a product, into their store, and they have standards. And so a lot of times, you know, there are certain brands that pop up that I don't know anything about until maybe I go to the Natural Products Expo down in Anaheim or the one in Boston in the East. And so Whole Foods, though, they will, in my opinion, for the best of my knowledge, will have the alternatives there, and they will be able to completely understand what's going on.
Yeah, and that helps you to understand that, you know, some of these companies will advertise that they're clean and they're not. And it's nice to have a trustable store. For those who don't have Whole Foods around, trustable websites that sell stuff, or trustable mom and pop small stores that really do the research to find out they're clean. Those neighborhood small stores, a lot of times they have the luxury of really, and the word is interrogate these companies to do this. You know, Holly, I have one thing to add about the research about this. The FDA knew about this. And the FDA back in 2011 analyzed whether there was lead in lipstick, and that was just one of the heavy metals that they found in the Cal Berkeley study. A shocking 380 or 95% of the lipstick samples tested contained lead levels of more than 1.1 part per million, which is higher than the maximum level allowed in an entire candy bar. And this is just once. You're rubbing it on all day. So the FDA knew about this and did nothing. So please, please interrogate these companies, talk to the people at these stores, but unfortunately the FDA is not going to protect us on this one.
No, I agree. And once again, prevention is the cure. And if we can have and truly be our own primary care providers by primarily taking charge of our own care, reducing exposure as much as possible, then at least the things that are in our control, we take control over. And guess what? That means there's empowerment involved. And so once again, we're looking at putting these cosmetics, and like, you know, Clarissa Piccone's Estes wrote the book, Women Who Run With the Wolves, and she talked about, and I agree, like, great, I book. Love painting myself up. I love painting myself. I love putting on the makeup, and boy, I gotta tell you, do I love taking it off at the end of the day. But, you know, I just posted a picture with my mom and dad. I didn't have any makeup on. We went to dinner. I was like, forget about this. So, but the point is, what we put on our face counts, and it's fat-soluble, these toxins, and they're going to be accumulated by passing through our skin and accumulating over time, and they're going to cause disruption in our endocrine system. You can help stop not do that. EWG.org, Environmental Working Group, Cosmetic Database. Make sure you know, information is empowerment, and that's what we do here on Radio MD.